It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, also what it means and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Got a lot to get to today. Coming next Monday, there's a huge rally in Times Square I want you to be part of. We'll tell you about that a little bit later. We'll also look at technology news, and Carol Markowitz from The Post is with us. But we start, Byron York's in the green room warming up from the Washington Examiner on all things of investigation of the investigators.
Bench thinking.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
And you know what? I am so proud of our Attorney General that he is looking into it. I think it's great. I did not know about it. No.
Okay, so that's the president responding today, reacting to what Attorney General Bill Barr did by outsourcing at least a portion of the investigation that he is going deeper with. This is an interesting move, although it's not one that should be seen as very surprising. This is something that Attorney General Bill Barr has been foreshadowing for a little while. But let's get some perspective on what it means in the context of the larger picture. And no one knows that larger picture better than Byron York of The Washington Examiner. If he had a close second, it would be Kim Strassel of his competitor, The Wall Street Journal. But between the two of them, you know almost everything that has been reported in the Russia collusion case from the very beginning. And Byron, it's a pleasure and an honor to have you back today, sir. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
So why did Attorney General Barr refer this case to the Connecticut DA?
Well, I think he did it because clearly there are things that need to be investigated. When the Attorney General talks about spying on a campaign, you know, shortly after he said that on Capitol Hill and there was a big uproar about it, we learned that, wow, sure enough, the FBI had sent an undercover agent, a woman who went by the alias of Azra Turk. They sent her in summer of 2016 to London to try to tease information out of George Papadopoulos. So just, you know, days after the Attorney General said there'd been spying on the campaign, well, we found out about a spy they sent over to keep track of Papadopoulos. So certainly there's that. Then the question is, who could investigate that? And we've all heard about the Inspector General of the Justice Department, who has been investigating this for more than a year now. And there are two issues that make additional investigation probably necessary. First is the Inspector General's probe might be narrow or limited in some way that we don't really know. It might be narrowed to, say, the FISA application, the wiretap application that was put on Carter Page.
Right.
Now, that's something we need to know about, but it's not the whole story. But the bigger thing is that Horowitz, the Inspector General, is not a prosecutor. He can't use a grand jury, he can't subpoena people, and he can't talk to people outside the Justice Department. So, for example, if the CIA were involved in this, and of course they were, we know that they were certainly involved in keeping track of what the Trump campaign was doing in Russian with Russians in the 2016 campaign. Horowitz, the Inspector General, really couldn't go after that, and a U.S. attorney, John Durham from Connecticut, can indeed go after that. So I think that's the two big reasons are one, to make sure the scope is wide enough to investigate everything, and two, to be able, you know, jurisdictionally,
right,
to go outside the Justice
Subpoena Department. Power and jurisdiction matter, because there could be a whole litany of people that might fall outside the parameter of what Horowitz would be allowed to look at then. That really
That's
is helpful,
right.
Byron. Now, you wrote a very interesting piece today, and I want people to understand what you're saying. But the FBI, the grief they're getting, they've kind of earned. This is your position, right?
Yeah, they have.
I mean, trying to simplify it down to one statement, it's kind of, you kind of got what you paid for here.
I have to say, I was looking, as a result of, you know, just every day looking into this stuff, I look back at the October 2016 application for a wiretap on Carter Page. So this is the FBI asking the secret FISA court for permission to wiretap Carter Page, which
right.
was granted and renewed, by the way. And I thought, well, you know, we can now look at what the FBI asserted in that application, what they said about Carter Page. We can now kind of check that against the Mueller report, which we now have. So we can see, well, gee, was it true or not?
Now, don't tell Jerry Nadler. He's not aware of the fact that the Mueller report is now available. But everybody else in America is, so go right ahead.
Yeah, I got a copy right on my laptop.
I'm saying.
So, you know, and so I did, and basically it just does not look good for the FBI. They asserted that here's what their argument was, which is that Russia was trying to influence the 2016 election. That was true. That Carter Page had a history of business dealings in Russia with Russians, and that was true. And then their third assertion was that Carter Page was a Russian agent working with Russia to undermine the 2016 election, and that's where they went completely off the rails. And as evidence for that, they cited stuff straight out of the Steele dossier. So they said that when Carter Page was in Moscow in July 2016, and we know he was there, he went over to give a speech, and there was newspaper coverage of it, so that's publicly, factually known. When he's over there, they say he has the dossier. He said he had a secret meeting with a man named Igor Sechin, who was head of Rosneft, which is a giant Russian oil and gas company. And the dossier said that they planned a quid pro quo by which Page would be given a lot of money in exchange for a President Trump dropping U.S. sanctions on Russia. Now, that was never proven. I mean, Page said it never happened, and nobody's ever presented any evidence that it did, other than the dossier. And so they include that in the dossier. It's kind of like Exhibit A for why they should wiretap Carter Page. And now you can go back and say, well, gee, what does Mueller say about that meeting? He doesn't say anything. Nothing.
Whoa.
Okay. The next thing in the FISA wiretap application, they say that Page also secretly met with a man named Igor Divyekin, who was a senior member of the Russian government and an associate of Vladimir Putin. And you think, wow, that's big. Let's go see what Mueller said about this secret meeting with Divyekin. It's not there. It's not in the Mueller report. It didn't happen. Then, amazingly enough, the FISA application cited a discredited Washington Post story about the Republican platform change, suggesting that Republicans had sort of gutted their platform's position on Ukraine in order to please Putin. That's just not what happened there. So, I mean, you look at these things that they cite in this and you say, wow, we now know that's all just really unreliable stuff. And yet that's what they presented to the court as the factual basis.
Right.
To get a wiretap on Carter Page.
Well, you know, I'm a civil liberties guy, but I supported Bush with the Patriot Act. I've always thought that if really, truly bad people are up to nefarious means, we need to have some sort of mechanism to to track them and to stop them before they pull their attack off. And I think 9/11 kind of reinforced that for me. But I'm a huge civil liberties guy. And when you step back, Byron, and you look at all of the liberties that in this case turned out three assertions on a FISA application that turned out to be false, it makes me question whether or not we can have a legitimate FISA process in this country that matters. Because if we start weaponizing this tool against one another, then my worst dreams of having those civil liberties taken away are what's happening. We're now turning the power of government against the people we don't like in our own nation, and that's just unacceptable. I think your article is courageous, and the FBI is going to have to do some soul searching here. But this is not right. What happened to him is not right.
Well, maybe Mr. Durham can help them search their souls.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're all going to be hoping for. And we're going to be reading about it in Byron York's column in the Washington Examiner and listening to it on his new podcast he hasn't even told us about yet. Byron, shame on you. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. That's right. You got to go check it out. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Let's take a look at the ride around the five boroughs of New York City. We'll start off in the Bronx. Westbound Cross Bronx jam from the Bruckner to the GW Bridge. Eastbound heavy off the bridge out towards Webster Avenue. Deegan jam northbound from the Triborough pretty much all the way up into Van Cortlandt Park. Southbound not a whole lot better. Bruckner jam westbound from the interchange across to the Triborough. In Manhattan, northbound West Side Highway slows from the 60s to the GW Bridge. FDR northbound a slow ride from the Williamsburg Bridge up to the Triborough and again from the 150s to the GW Bridge. BQE in Brooklyn and Queens jammed up from the Prospect all the way up to Queens Boulevard. Eastbound LIE jammed up as you go east of the LIE out towards the area of the Grand Central. And more delays out towards the Clearview and the Cross Island Parkway. Belt Parkway eastbound in Queens right in the area of JFK. There's a crash. And in Brooklyn, we're slow on the westbound side coming to Bay 8th Street. That's a collision. And it stays generally slow across to the Verrazano. Verrazano heavy towards Staten Island on both levels, and the expressway is jammed up all the way to the Gothels. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Representative Ilhan Omar must go. She must be removed from the House Foreign Affairs Committee for her gross anti-Semitism, for her cavalier dismissal of the murdered victims of 9/11, for her blaming the criminal socialist debacle and collapse of Venezuela on America, for her specious accusations against dedicated U.S. officials and her disdain for our nation, which saved her from Islamic terror in the non-nation of Somalia. Join the upcoming Ilhan Omar Must Go billboard launch in Times Square, 711 7th Avenue at 48th Street on Monday, May 20th, starting at 5 p.m. with a rally and press conference. For more information, go to www.ilhanmustgo.org. Again, it's the Ilhan Omar Must Go billboard launch in Times Square, 711 7th Avenue at 48th Street on Monday, May 20th, starting at 5 p.m. Go to www.ilhanmustgo.org. Ilhan Omar Must Go. Paid for by Americans for Safe Israel and jccwatch.org.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Specially priced, limited time offer from MyPillow. Did you hear about it? Mike Lindell called into the show to tell us personally. He's now offering a two-pack of MyPillow Queen Premium Pillows for only $69.98. That's $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com, or you can call 800-506-2641 and use promo code KMC. I do it because ever since I've been sleeping on MyPillow, I've got no more interrupted sleep, no more folding the pillow in half, no more flat, useless, lifeless pillows. MyPillow changed my life. It stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty that you can get for $34.99? I didn't think so. Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums now, $69.98. It's a limited-time offer, which means it will go away soon. This is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. That's 800-506-2641, promo code KMC.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. That's 800-518-4020.
Eric Metaxas.
A show about everything.
Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Kevin McCullough says she is the most needed editorial voice in print today. Listeners have voted her fan favorite for 4 years running. The amazing mind of Carol Markowitz. Exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
A lot to talk about on a big news edition of Kevin McCullough Radio today. Thank you for staying with us. There's a huge rally coming to Times Square next Monday. Going to tell you about that coming up next with Jeff Wiesenfeld. Also, Ari Zolden will be here to discuss technology before we're done. But before we get to any of those, Carol Markowitz of the New York Post, whose name I actually invoked in a couple of conversations last night at the Lincoln Day dinner for the Manhattan GOP. Carol, good to have you back. Thanks for being here. Were your ears itching at all?
They were.
found some fans of yours.
Get to see the pictures, but your wife looked amazing.
Thank you.
Last night.
You know, it doesn't matter if anybody else hears that. As long as she hears that from you, she will take great joy from that. She trusts your fashion sense. Hey, let me ask you about real quickly this idea that Attorney General Barr is, and he's kind of, you know, kind of forewarned this the whole time that, I mean, since he's come on board. But it looks like he may have more and more reason, especially if Lindsey Graham keeps referring things from the Senate Judiciary Committee over there to him, to really open up a full-fledged investigation. And I was just earlier today on Newsmax TV with Richard Bey, the leftist, and he was saying, now's not the time to open this up. America's sick of investigations. We should shut the investigations down immediately.
Right.
Your reaction, Carol Markowitz.
Right.
say again.
You know, it's interesting because I said, you know, but let's move towards impeachment, right? I'm sure that's the next argument from them. It's interesting because the Barr concerns about the probe, they're well-founded. Like, it easily could have been some shenanigans going on in how the probe began in the first place and, you know, what the FBI was up to in 2016. I think that's not a crazy thing to do. And I don't know that the country is necessarily tired of investigations. They're definitely tired of investigations that pretend to be looking into one thing and then go into other things or allude to, you know, let the Democrats allude to their president being a Russian spy. I think, yeah, Americans are kind of over Rachel Maddow crying on TV, but are they over getting to the bottom of what really happened in 2016? Not necessarily.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. And I think that even for Trump supporters, I think there's a lot of angst about vindication and justification. You did slander my man. I think they think in their head, you slandered my man for 2.5 years and you spent $35 million doing it. And now you don't want us to ask the question if this was even legitimate to begin with. I mean, your average Trump supporter, I think, felt pummeled for the last 2 years. And, you know, I think in their mind, they're like, no, if we need to know more, we should know more.
Yeah. And you know, and even for like non-Trump fans, for example, the idea that the FBI spied on a presidential campaign, that should alarm all of us. It's not something that we should just like dismiss. And, you know, there's been just a lot of, you know, proof of that. And I think that if Barr wants to get to the bottom of it, I'm fully in support of that.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Hey, let me ask you about Rashida Tlaib's comments from over the weekend, because this did come up in another conversation I had. And when she says that the Holocaust produces a calming effect on her and she celebrates, honored the Holocaust earlier this week. Do you think anything she's doing is sincere, or was that all dog whistle over the weekend?
Even in the most sincere light, even if I want to portray her comments in the most positive way, even if she didn't say that the Holocaust produces an air of calm for her and really minimize an atrocity that killed 6 million Jews, she still historically is completely inaccurate. And on no planet did the Palestinians welcome Jews and say, here's a safe haven for you. In fact, they killed plenty of them and tried to drive them out and refused to live side by side with them. And also the additional thing is, the idea that there weren't Jews there already is one of the most noxious revisionist history comments in the first place. I mean, she's just trying to say there were no Jews there, but her ancestors welcomed the Jews in that had survived the Holocaust. I mean, come on.
Well, Richard Bey, again, I was on with Newsmax TV earlier today with him, and he made the statement that without the Holocaust, Israel would have never existed. And I had to correct him. I had to say, Richard, hold on a second. In the history of mankind and the globe, Israel is the third Jewish state that has resided on that land, and not the first. So I don't know why you think that it would not have been, conceivable for it to return. Like, after all, it is the homeland that Abraham and then David both went to.
Yeah, and Jews have been on that land continuously. There is never a point where there are no Jews there, or that Jews completely surrender and say, this is not our heritage and our homeland. Never.
Speaking of that, you've written about the rise of anti-Semitism. And the reason I started with Tlaib is because obviously I believe she should be removed from her committee assignments. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk in the next segment about a billboard that's going up in Times Square to oppose also Ilhan Omar for her anti-Semitism. But let me ask you about the outbreak in Brooklyn that you wrote about in the Monday Post real quick.
Yeah, they keep having attacks on the Orthodox Jewish communities in Williamsburg and Crown Heights, and it's happening so frequently. If it was happening to any other group, if it was happening to gay people, if it was happening to Asians, if it was happening to African Americans, there would be a national outcry. The attacks are so frequent that it would be just an alarming concern, especially in New York City, where, you know, allegedly we're a melting pot and we all live really close together and it's all supposed to be so hunky-dory. Instead, what happens is our mayor barely mentions it, and when he does mention it, he finds a way to blame Donald Trump. Now, let me tell you, Kevin, these are not white supremacists. These are not guys in MAGA hats. This is not happening because of Donald Trump, and that's just absurd to even imagine that it is. So, you know, we have this situation where the victims are not the right victims, and the perpetrators are not the perpetrators that Democrats want to go after. And so it's going completely unmentioned.
Yeah. What do you think is the solution to it?
I think I want to call out these people, the Bill de Blasios and the other elected officials, and also the liberal Jewish community. Like, where are you on this? What is the point of you? That's what I keep asking. What is the point of you organizations that don't stand up for your fellow Jews because they look different or because they're more religious than you are? I mean, it's absurd.
Yeah, and inhumane, a word we don't hear much of anymore. Carol, thank you. Great piece in the New York Post,
Kevin.
As always. You got to go read it. Anti-Semitic attacks are rising in Brooklyn, and seems like no one cares. I'm afraid Carol Markowitz may be right. We could try to prove her wrong, though. Why don't we band together and do something about it? We'll talk about that next. It's Kevin McCullough.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We have fog, we have mist, we have 49 degrees on this Tuesday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, the New York State Senate is expected to vote on a bill this week that would require all passengers in the backseat of a vehicle to wear a seatbelt. Scott Pringle has more.
Senator David Carlucci of Rockland County sponsored this bill, and he calls it a common sense piece of legislation. Right now, seatbelts are only required for those in the front seat, and for those 16 and under in the back, this bill requires wearing them no matter where you are in the vehicle. AAA says nearly 900 unbuckled backseat passengers ages 16 and up were killed in a crash in New York State between 1995 and 2014. The bill expected to pass, and Governor Cuomo expected to sign it. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
Mayor Mayor de Blasio says Rockaway Beach will be fully open in time for the summer. James Flippin has more.
Last year, back-to-back nor'easters caused significant beach erosion along a stretch of the Rockaways, closing the strip between Beach 92nd and 103rd Streets. Come Memorial Day, sand replacement work will be complete.
This is a great day for the Rockaways, and this is a great day for New York City because you can see with your own eyes the change has come, that this beach is back.
The Army Corps of Engineers helping pump sand from offshore to replace the damaged beach.
When we think about how tough the situation was after Sandy, it is really a reminder of the best that happens when people put their minds together.
James Flippin, NBC News Radio, New York.
In sports, Yankees hope to host the Orioles tonight at the stadium, weather permitting. Mets take on the Nationals in D.C. It's the NBA draft lottery. The Knicks have a 14% chance of getting that number one selection. At 8:30 tonight is when the draft takes place. Taking a look at your ride across the Hudson, about a 30 to 40 minute delay outbound at the Holland Tunnel, citybound about 15 either way at the Lincoln Tunnel. GW Bridge, really not bad. Maybe 5 minutes for the inbound upper level. Showers continue this evening, tapering off before midnight, low 45. Sunny tomorrow, high 63. Partly sunny Thursday, high 68. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker. AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Back in 2010, the Dodd-Frank Act was passed. And you know what happened with that? It gave the government the right, the authority, the legal protection for them to take money out of your 401k, your IRA, your bank account. I said seizure. That's what we're talking about. They take your stuff. Sounds scary. But this has already happened in 8 countries in the last 7 years. And if you'd like to know how it works, my friends at Landmark Capital have an entire white sheet called The Coming Bail-In. It describes step by step what the government does when they take your money. See how all of this was set up to just manage the out of control national debt, and learn how to protect your future and hard earned money by investing those funds into precious metals, particularly if you have a retirement of $10,000 or more in savings. So when the bail-in happens, you need to have peace of mind. The one way to do it, get the Coming Bail-In white paper and guard yourself now. 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. And this weekend, David Fisher and myself launch a brand new radio broadcast called The Bail-In. Is your money safe? Listen Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock on WMCA AM 570, Saturday at 5 in the afternoon on AM 970 The Answer, and again on Sunday at 1:45 in the afternoon on AM 570 The Mission.
If you or a loved one lives alone, well, Help Services is here to help you. Their GPS two-way voice pendant is as loud as a speakerphone. No landline is ever needed, and with the push of a button, help can be called from anywhere. Help Services knows quality customer service is key. I know these folks. I know the owner. There's a live person available 24/7. With the push of a button, you're going to get immediate response from a Help Service care member to quickly assess your needs. I urge you to go to helpforyou.com, helpforyou.com, or text HELP to 1-800-655-6453, and you'll get the first month of service absolutely free. Give your loved one their independence and peace of mind. Go to helpforyou.com or text the word HELP to 1-800-655-6453. You'll get the first month of service absolutely free. Help Services, peace of mind with the push of a button.
AM 970, The Answer. Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Just a few, I think 2 weeks ago or so, we celebrated, or just it took a moment, I think, in our country to remember the Holocaust. And there's, you know, there's a kind of a calming feeling I always tell folks when I think of the Holocaust and the tragedy of the Holocaust.
Rashida Tlaib, another one in Congress, the anti-Semitism, it drips off of her. And it's time to do something about these congressional people that have been elected that get to seemingly say the most anti-Semitic things I've ever heard in elected leaders' voice and still keep their job. Nancy Pelosi out today re-defending Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and all the crazy that they have brought with them. I guess she's afraid of their energy within the base of the Democratic Party right now, but it doesn't make any sense to me. And it's one of the reasons why when I was reading in one of the newspapers yesterday about a rally coming up on Monday here in New York City, I said, we've got to get involved. We've got to help promote it. We've got to make sure that we speak out about it, because we can't allow this stuff to fester. And when we do, you know, we end up having things like the Iran deal. And my next guest was one of the two organizers of a couple of rallies in New York City that said, we're not going to let that Iran deal get passed into law, at least not from the New York delegation. And he encouraged and got then minority leader Schumer to actually step forward and say, no, I'll vote against it when it comes. We weren't able to flip Gillibrand, but we got Schumer. And Jeff Weisenfeld rejoins us at Kevin McCullough Radio. And Jeff, I'll never forget the last time you were on the show, because you told me the story about how one of the people had been listening to us talk about these things on the radio. And I said at the time, what part of death to America, death to Israel, don't you understand? And at the next rally, you guys had made up signs with that saying, and there were people all throughout the crowd. And that's really what we've got to have. We've got to have that kind of crystal clear clarity that we're not going to tolerate this stuff. Now, this new initiative with the billboard in Times Square, tell us where it came about, what it's about, and how we can get involved next Monday.
Well, I have to tell you, there's a little hero in all of this, a fellow that I hadn't spoken to for a good number of years. During the time that I worked for Governor George Pataki, he had been a volunteer in the Giuliani campaign when Giuliani became mayor. His name is Joe Diamond. Joe Diamond called me out of the blue, and he said, you know, I have some free time. I'm kind of between jobs. I want to do something because I'm very disturbed about what's going on, as many of us are.
Sure.
And he had a contact. I don't want to name the company because I don't want to kind of be pressured with billboards, because I don't have to tell you that we have, unfortunately, a protected class in this society, and we all have to walk on eggshells. But I want to begin, and then we'll end with what I tell you right now. I hope all of you who are listening to this show, I hope all of you will come out, because you have to understand, really, America is on the line now.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I have to say respectfully, the credit that you doled out to Senator Schumer is grossly misplaced, and I'll explain that as well. He's very duplicitous. He's very smooth. He's very slippery. What he did is he knew that to survive, he had to oppose the Iran deal, but he did nothing and made up a fib in saying, well, you know, it's a matter of conscience. We'll not force
right.
my colleagues to vote for it. And that's a bunch of malarkey.
He didn't use any influence on even on his fellow state senator.
Please, the guy that the idea that a would-be and now a congressional leader would let people vote their conscience. Give me a break, for God's sake. Give me a break. Look, what's happening now is incredible. It's not just about anti-Semitism. I just don't want to be on the street with several thousand Jews. I want tens of thousands of good New Yorkers, New York Staters, and good Americans from all over the country. We even have people I hear are coming in with buses from Memphis. God bless the evangelical community, because they are the best friends the Jewish community has ever had. Let me just tell you, first of all, when anti-Semitism rises to the level of elected officialdom, you're in big trouble. And we Jews are the canaries in the coal mine. And if there's anti-Semitism and it rises to the governmental level, I am telling you, society is deteriorating. The American blessing, the golden age of America, is deteriorating. This person, Ilhan Omar, and now Rashida Tlaib, and let me just encapsulate this for you. First of all, Omar is someone that comes from a place that's really a non-country. Somalia is not a country. She was persecuted by fellow Muslims. So she comes here. She was saved by us in a mission of mercy from a place where Muslims killed Muslims by the tens of thousands. There are no Christians and Jews. By the way, if there were Christians and Jews in Somalia, they'd be killing them like they do. The rest of Christendom is being wiped out in the Levant, as you know, in every country, in Iraq, in Libya, and so forth. So this is just the way it is. It's an unreformed religion. She comes here, this ingrate, and she pours filth out of her mouth. She talks about the Jewish people and how they bribe their way into American society. What a disgrace. What a blood libel. And then she diminishes the pain and suffering of the survivors of the 9/11 terrorist attack.
Yeah,
she
Jeff, the crimes that she's committed are long, and I've documented them here for sake of time, because we're very short on time. Monday in Times Square.
Yeah, Monday.
Where do we go?
5 p.m. in front of 7-Eleven, appropriately right in front of the Comedy Shop.
Oh, wow.
It's a theater. It's 7th Avenue and 48th Street. 7th Avenue and 48th Street, there will be a press conference, a rally, and the billboard will be unveiled at 6 p.m., but people should gather at 5 p.m. We need thousands.
We're going to be fighting the fight and standing there with you. Jeff Wiesenfeld, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Kevin McCullough Radio, stay with us.
Mike Gallagher explains the next media meltdown.
I don't think people care what happened from 1985 to 1994, but the media hysteria is ever present. Breaking down. Oh my gosh, he's a con man. What, he's a con man because a guy who made billions over the course of his lifetime had a 9-year period where he lost money? What a shocker.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
All right, Kevin McCullough, if you're feeling run down or don't have energy like you used to, or maybe you feel like you got a little bit of that allergy cold stuff because it's been so uncharacteristically cold and rainy the last few days, it's time to not only try Balance of Nature, but let Balance of Nature go to work for you in their fruits and vegetables in capsule form, penetrating your body's defenses like nothing, and getting every bit of that energy, fighting disease, fighting power activated for you in a way that nothing else will. They're not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule. They take out all the light, they take out all the water, they take out all the air. With tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies, now each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables contained therein. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you feel great. You got better looking skin, a lot more energy. You don't get sick anymore. I haven't had bronchitis in years. It's time to improve the quality of your life. Talk to a Balance of Nature health coach today, which comes free with every offer, and see if getting the nutrition from over 10 servings of fruits and veggies can make a difference in your life. Use the discount code THEANSWER to receive free shipping on every order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code THEANSWER. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I'm telling you, in the last few weeks, I've become such a fan of my little pocket pal. It's my Durasan handy wipes in my pockets, in my backpack, anywhere I go. I can get immediately clean hands and have them on hand for when I take the kids, like we did this last Saturday for Mother's Day shopping. All day Saturday, we're out, we're going places, they're touching stuff that just mortifies me and would just mortify the lovely bride. When we went to lunch, I pulled them out, we got everybody's hands clean because it's a safe, water-based, non-toxic hand sanitizer that cleans, conditions, and protects skin for up to 24 hours. It comes in bottles, wipes, foamers, sprays, and perfect for everyday use. Durasan has also developed an antimicrobial hand soap that is FDA-approved and environmentally safe, just like their hand sanitizers. And they've got a long line of safe-to-use products. Their USDA organic mosquito spray, for example, kills Zika and other tough viruses. Kevin McCullough listeners, you're going to get 20% off if you mention Kevin McCullough Radio when you call 844-DURASAN. That's 844-387-4726. 844-387-4726. Or go to www.durasan.com. D-U-R-I-S-A-N.com. Or call 844-387-4726. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors mikeflowers@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Breaking news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zoldan of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. Weird thing happened to me yesterday. I'm, as I want to do, going through looking for news stories to tweet and get in, you know, pick fights on Twitter about. And before I could get to my actual Twitter feed, when I opened my Twitter app, I had this notice. I'd never seen anything like this before. And it was a letter to me on my screen from Twitter saying that they were aware that they had gathered some information that was then accidentally shared with one of their advertising partners. They told me which one it was, and they said, this is the manner in which we collected it, and this is how we believe it was accidentally shared. We've taken these steps, boom, boom, boom. If you have any more questions, here's the link. And because I was short on time, and I did not really believe that I had anything of super value of my Twitter feed to, you know, share, because I pretty much think if it's on Twitter, everybody's going to have access to it. I didn't go any further with that. But I was profoundly grateful that I didn't have to read. And they said the last thing in the notification was, and your account was one that was compromised. At the end of the day, I felt like I'm glad I don't have to read about this in a newspaper and wonder. I'm actually thankful that a major social media platform that had some sort of breach let me know about it. Ari Zoldan is back with us. He looks at this kind of stuff all the time. And Ari, maybe the lesson's been learned that, you know, you take the Facebook approach and try to duck and weave and bob and hide all the time, and maybe that's not going to work out so much. At Jack seems to be choosing to do it a little bit differently, and I, for one, was satisfied with that.
Hey, Kevin. No, 100%. You're exactly right. It's how companies are responding. Are they responding quick enough? Are they responding effectively? And are they responding in a way that customers appreciate? And I think exactly what happened with you. Yes, there was a breach, but at the same time, they dealt with it head on. And I think it was the right and only way to deal with it. Because, Kevin, this stuff is going to continue to happen. This is just a genesis. I mean, breaches are going to happen, you know, hundreds of times a day across different networks around the clock. So the question is, how do companies deal with it effectively? And I think Twitter did a good job with that.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. Hey, big news from where is it? Japan today. They've tested out their bullet train. And in the technological world, bullet trains are kind of a big deal. And they set a record breaking speed of 249 miles an hour. Now, all right, that's awfully fast on a train. As someone who rides a train every single day, 249 miles an hour blows my mind. And I'm just curious, you know, how many miles outside the city do they have to start applying the brakes in order to make the station on time, you know, not overshoot the station? But how significant is this?
Right. Well, you can imagine what the conductors at either the Long Island Railroad or the New Jersey Transit are thinking right now. But in terms of the speed, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, I've been on trains in China and Japan, and they're very efficient. They're very fast. But this is really, really breaking some serious records. And just talk about it like efficiency, you know, from an eco standpoint as well, a green perspective as well. Being able to get in a train, the carbon, you know, the carbon monoxide, you know, all that stuff is completely controlled. And I think it's great. I mean, I think we're going to see trains go 300-500 miles an hour in the next 5 to 6 years.
Well, if they do that, and if you get the super jets coming back, which looks like they're on their way back too, man, the world's going to get smaller than ever.
Exactly. I remember those Concords, and I remember that when they retired them. So we're going to be seeing them, I think, a lot sooner than people expect.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Okay, so you know my love-hate relationship with AI. I'm scared to death of the robots. I think they're all going to kill us in our sleep someday. But I'm impressed that, you know, what's the IBM? Watson. I'm impressed that Watson is becoming a doctor at the University of North Carolina Medical School. I think that's kind of cool. And there are some other AI applications that have been, you know, more well-received in my own part. But now Microsoft partners with a distillery to create the world's first AI whiskey. And if I understand correctly, they are picking recipes from over 70 million total options. So from 70 million, I didn't even know there were 70 million recipes for whiskey in existence. But evidently this AI program can pick and choose from all the different whiskey combinations that have ever been made and help the distillery make the exact perfect one for whoever this, you know, whoever the customer is.
How amazing is that? And we're seeing now AI, this is a perfect example, we're seeing AI in the kitchen, so to speak, and plowing through different algorithms to be able to find the perfect recipe, the perfect mix. I mean, that, you know, 5-10 years ago, if you thought AI in the kitchen was out there, well, it's here now. And we're looking at a distillery, you know, and distillery is a science. And here is a perfect example how AI is being applied to the alcohol industry. Look, and there's also, I think that there's safety elements here also, or healthy elements as well here, in terms of making that perfect alcohol. I know liver, you know, there's liver damage and there's other damage that can happen to your body. Imagine now if AI can extract some of the bad elements of alcohol. And that's another good use how AI and technology is affecting us.
Well, and, you know, there's no reason why it can't, because as we just talked about, part of the AI universe is concentrating on how medicines actually interact with the science of the human body. And so, you know, if you can narrow down the cancer gene to a mathematical equation of some sort, Ari, is AI going to get rid of the killer disease?
I think eventually it will. And look, everything is becoming an algorithm. You know, we've been hearing the word algorithm for the past couple of years, but I think everything is going to be in some form part of an algorithm down to a science. It doesn't matter what the sector is. Again, you know, AI tackling disease. Well, you know, I think if it does tackle one, another disease will pop up. But being able to use AI in a preventative fashion, I think, is really, really key to this.
Well, and then you've got the AI, you know, then you got Watson on the corrective fashion as well. So both sides of medicine, the preventative and the restorative or the corrective on the backside, it's going to be pretty amazing. Anyway, Ari, thank you. You always make me think bigger and broader than I ever did before. I'm kind of blown away by this segment each week.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right. Follow him on Twitter. It's all geek speak about technology and stuff, but it's fun and it's informative. So you'll learn a lot, like I do. Anyway, Kevin McCullough coming right back. My final thought coming up next.
Hi, this is Patrick Cullen, president of the New York State Supreme Court Officers Association. Join me for Justice Matters as we take over the AM 970 airwaves every Sunday at noon. Court officers play a pivotal role serving at the front lines of court security in criminal, family, and civil courthouses throughout New York City and the 9th Judicial District. Justice Matters will bring a fresh new perspective on the current challenges and issues facing our criminal justice system and the impact they have on all New Yorkers. The New York State Supreme Court Officers Association's members are uniformed officers in the courts throughout the five boroughs of New York City, as well as Westchester, Rockland, Putnam, Orange, and Dutchess counties. And we are affiliated with the AFL-CIO and the International Longshoremen's Association. SCOA's mission is to continue to improve benefits and protect the rights of all of our members. If it's noon on Sunday, it's time for Justice Matters on AM 970, The Answer.
History will look back at President Trump as the president who defined leadership. He's already passed the first major tax reform in 30 years, and unemployment's at an 18-year low. Jobless claims are the lowest since 1973, while the Dow celebrates its highest levels ever. Now, to celebrate these milestone achievements of our 45th president, Noble Gold has minted an exclusive collector's piece, the 2020 President Trump Freedom Coin. One side depicts an image of Donald J. Trump, while the other side lists all his major achievements. This commemorative one coin is the only presidential Trump coin made of 99.9% silver, not silver plating, and is IRA approved. As the price of silver rises, so will the value of these coins. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code MikeG to save $5 per coin, or text MikeG to 511-511. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com for the silver 2020 President Trump Freedom Coin, available for a limited time only. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com today. Standard text rates may apply.
Memorial Day is almost here, and you know what that means. Larry Elder here. The heat waves of summer are following close behind. So before you spend another year sweltering in your home because of poorly insulated blinds, take advantage of the upcoming Select Blinds Memorial Day sale. Select Blinds is giving you some added motivation to ditch your old dusty blinds, shades, and shutters. The Select Blinds Memorial Day sale features huge savings on high-quality custom blinds, shades, and shutters. Select Blinds takes the guesswork out of ordering blinds online by offering high quality blinds for an unbelievable price. Read more than 300,000 reviews from 1 million happy customers at selectblinds.com. Upgrade your home the simple and easy way with selectblinds.com. Shop the upcoming Memorial Day sale today at selectblinds.com for huge savings on blinds, shades, and shutters. And remember to mention our show Larry Elder at checkout using the drop down menu. Let selectblinds.com upgrade your home today.
1 in 7 Americans will struggle with addiction during their lifetime. Want to know how you can help? Go to heretolisten.com for tips and tools to help turn addiction around. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Even it's north of Westchester, I start getting high fives, right? We're all good up there. Here, not so much. I mean, this room, it's like a great safe space for me. It's so much nicer than walking to work.
That was Don Trump Jr. last night at the Lincoln Day dinner for the Manhattan GOP. Packed house last night. My flagship station in New York, AM 970, The Answer, we were really honored to be there. We had both of our drive time shows represented. There wasn't another radio station in the house that had that. And the fact that John and Margo Katsimatidis were the host and so gracious. You hear John on this show every Thursday, and grateful to have been able to be there last night. John invited Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle. Last year, they had the talk host Sean Hannity. And when John and I were talking after that event, he was rolling around ideas. He's like, what do you think of so-and-so and so-and-so? And I said, hey, what about Don Jr.? I said, there's no one on the planet that I think emulates what the current administration is all about as well as he does. And the speech he gave last night, extemporaneously, I might add, had a lot of people in the room, talking about how he should be a candidate for president at some point in time down the road. So it'll be interesting to see what all becomes of that. But it was great to honor them for their tireless work for freedom in America. That's what the Manhattan Republicans honored them for. And A.J. Katsimatidis, her dad, John, the whole group that put it together, Margo, who's kind of always the official, unofficial host. She works the room. She talks to everybody that comes in. Just treated everyone like kings. And it was a beautiful, beautiful night. Capped off with real encouraging report from Don Jr. about what 2020 looks like. And if at some point in time I have the opportunity to give you a little more of that speech, we'll get that for you. But just want to say congrats to the Katsimatidises, to the Manhattan GOP, who last night AJ announced to the entire room have more social media following, get this, in a 7-1 region of the country. 7 Democrats for every 1 Republican. She has more Republicans now signed up for the Manhattan GOP social media than Manhattan Democrats do. Now, it's not, you know, an election at the ballot box, but you got to start somewhere. And the energy is clearly on the side of common sense, talking about policies that create jobs, increase wages, create a better way of life for the people that are taking advantage of them. And I don't know, making our country great. Sure seems to be working. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.